But the real secret of the show is we by far have the biggest psychotic Houston fan there is at the station. Bordering, I would put him up against anybody. Tyler Milner, throughout all of the stuff that you want, Tyler Milner is the biggest psycho. We've had some people born here and then move and live other places. We've had some people not from here come here and embrace it. Tyler is one of the people who, besides a, I want to say four, but I'm certain more of a 5-year stint in College Station, has lived here.
Well, it was 4 years at A&M, but I had 2 years before that at JUCO.
Okay, so, 4 years at College Station.
That's still close enough.
I feel like honestly, we had some conversations that, we were both more than four.
Oh, yeah.
College is fun, man.
But he is
6 years.
But he is as passionate as anybody in this building. And I'm going to tell you, I will have some thoughts. B. Scott will have some thoughts. Another Houstonian, passionate as hell. If this were the Rockets, I might have to throw this to him first. But being that this is the Astros, I just want to hand this off to Tyler Milner because I want to see where he is from where he was last night. Now, I have to really read these words specifically so I do not curse and read.
I forgot I put those in there last night.
FCC edit.
This is from Tyler. 716. I'm going to lose my effing S, man. Me and Clint. Whoa, what's up? What's good, man? I'm out here trying to get some trash and stuff going around the house. Clint, what happened, Chief? Jake Myers. I'm sorry. Jake Myers helped off the effing field in the first inning. A lot of pain, dudes. All caps, this mother effing training staff. Holy effing S, man.
Turn down for what? I'm not much different. I'm not in a much different mental headspace right
bro,
now, dude.
Like, what the actual F are we doing? And I said, damn, man, it's not just before. It's not when in the first inning, the game hadn't started. Exactly. Just poured gasoline on it for him. You know it's bad when you get four consecutive messages as if you're talking and people are answering you, but nobody's answering
right.
You. You're just bang, 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 putting them out.
The text thread is your personal diary.
Yep, gotta get it out of me.
We hadn't gotten a chance to answer them suckers yet.
It wasn't about your answer.
No, it wasn't.
He had to let it out whether you had to answer
said,
or not.
He's in a bad place. Yep. He's in a bad place.
It was
then
therapy.
Saw the video. So, Tyler, as passionate as anybody, any fan in this city, let's kick it to you first. Where are you at from last night to today with this situation?
Not much different than what you just, the story you just painted, everything you just laid out there with where I was yesterday evening. Not much different, to be honest. I know I was laughing as you were laying that out. Remember yesterday, we talked a lot about these situations that, like with Clint's story, that get you so enraged that you just have to laugh, and you start laughing like maniacally.
Did you arrive to laughter? I didn't think you did.
No, I think that's what that was. I'm trying to identify that within me because I'm not in a good place. Because it's everything we heard from In the Loop and everything we've said too. It's embarrassing. It's ridiculous. It's absurd that you would have a professional sports organization, and one especially that has been so successful in the city of Houston like the Astros, and have a training stash or medical team.
He didn't call them a stash. Yeah. That's where he is.
I said stash?
Yeah.
Training stash.
I bet none of them can even grow a mustache.
Probably won't.
What are we doing? Like, where we're finding ourselves and the repeat nature of these medical issues and the misdiagnosis and everything going on with the training staff, Houston Astros, like, make a move. Like, somebody in power now, look at what's happening.
Just let it out.
Hear it. See it. Hear us. Hear the fans.
I gotta be able to see
and make a move.
So this is...
What are you doing?
This is laughable, but as you can see from Tyler's emotions right now, it is not a laughing matter.
He need to let that out.
Like, it's laughable, but not funny.
I'm going to let some of you all let it out, too.
Like, does that make sense?
713-572-4610, yes. No, B. Scott, honestly, that's the first thing I jotted down in the lines of what Tyler said, is, for me, it is, what is the line for Jim Crane. I mean, for me, I thought you passed it. Yeah. Maybe last year with Kyle Tucker. If that wasn't it, I thought maybe Lance, maybe you've wasted all of that money on Lance.
The second or third time with Lance.
I thought that might have been it, right? Jordan.
Third, fourth, or fifth time with him.
You would
figure 60% healed was the line. I thought that was the line. I was on the air around that time, and I thought, okay, so this has got to be it. Somebody's going to get, even if we don't hear about it publicly, somebody's going to get pulled to the side, going to get their coat pulled to the side, and there's going to be a conversation about this Jordan thing. I thought that was the line.
They went Brian Fantana on it, like 60% of the time. It works every time. What are you doing?
I think somebody got a hand specialist with the team, got an award like the day after one of the setbacks.
Yes! Award renowned, honored hand specialist for the Astros.
That was probably already pre-scheduled, but they didn't even have a presence of mind to maneuver that, reschedule that.
Yeah, just give that to him behind closed doors in his office.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, where is the line? Because this is, I mean, it's not, that's the thing is, it's like they're going after the most important players. It's like
going after
again. Shout out to Jake Myers, who has put himself in a position where I didn't think it would be, but he is
one of their most important players.
He is becoming a hugely important player for them, right? He's the only player on the team hitting 300.
Yeah,
right now he is a hugely important player for them.
And his defense alone is the whole reason why he's on the team. So the fact that he give you that is just a bonus, and you need it, by the way. Given the circumstance, right?
I just, like, to me, it's at, like, there we have had to have reached the line of, yo, man, something's got to.
We're past the line. Whatever the line
Brandon,
is.
Brandon, he didn't make it to he didn't make it to his position. He could not jog to his position. Clearly, he wasn't ready to go.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
And I don't want to sit here and pretend like I have the answers, because I don't. It's just frustrating that you've got this medical staff and you got all these people who are in charge of this who don't. Like, people who specialize in this exact thing, and you look around the league, right? It's not like this is happening around the league. You are the team with the most players on the injured list. You are the team that's constantly, week after week, it seems like, every week there's an injury story that's not just, hey, this bad luck injury, but there's some kind of, like, shenanigans attached to the story, right? So, like, at what point, like you say, where is the line? I feel like we are far past it. We're like a month past it. Whenever the Jordan 60% heel thing happened,
that was it for you.
That was the line. So however long ago that was, like, this is, so for me, it's like, okay, so is embarrassment the line? And at what point, like, I'm curious, do y'all think they got sense enough to be embarrassed? Like, where are they embarrassed Tyler used the word embarrassment, did he not?
Yes,
at what point
did.
Do they become embarrassed?
There are
the question for
there
me.
There are some fans, and we may get calls from people, as we said, coming up in the next segment. This one feels like we want to hear from you, so we will hear from you in the next segment. But I have gotten a response of some people. How long have I been putting up the tweet every time one of these that happens? Is somebody going to lose their gig?
Yeah,
I've been doing that for, I think I got there at Kyle Tucker last year, and I have been met yesterday with some thoughts of, hey guys, injuries just happen. We've got to be past the injuries just happen stage.
Yeah.
Coincidence of, I heard Lopez say that it has been, and I didn't even think about it, but it's right. It's been 26 months since three technique Garcia has pitched.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
26 months?
2 years and change, yep.
I mean, I know Tommy John has some time to heal, but damn, 26 months? And he's had setbacks. I'm gonna go with the OG, John Lopez. He seemed to say it with a lot of confidence. Yes, now, maybe Cheryl will have to look at that. I have not confirmed, but it feels right. 26 months. It is a shame before God. And then to the point that you're making is, you said they don't have enough sense. We talked about the hand specialist guy to move around. And then they went and made the decisions post game when they spoke to the media to say the things that they said.
Yeah.
Joe Espada, just when I was trying to build you up to be the captain, I can't call you that anymore. Just when I just was building it up, and I told Clint, you got to give him his flowers.
Well, you got to separate tactical baseball manager from PR crisis manager, right? Like, he's good. He's better at one than the other, it seems like.
I can't be even the captain with that. I will play for you what he had to say in a bit. I first want to get to Jake Meyers and the dismount question that was posed to him last night by the media. And it had to be a question, if you're going to run Jake Meyers. By the way, tell me if I'm wrong on this. You're the one who covers more than I do. Jake Meyers did not have to speak to the media yesterday.
No, he's injured.
He's injured, right? He did not have to speak to the media, but yet they made the call to have him speak to the media. And then Jake was
I actually support that.
Fine.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Listen.
Make fine. Guys of it. Make speak publicly.
Sure. All right. I'll even say I'm fine with it. But you have to be prepared for questions that you know are going to come down the pike.
Be nice.
And then you don't want to be made Jake look silly or look stupid or look lost, and then which makes all of you look lost when a question that everyone knew was going to be asked is asked, and then you answer it the way Jake did. Jake was easily asked the question, does this feel worse than it did when it first happened? Right? If Jake's running up there, got a pretty good feeling, that's probably going to come up. That's probably a question someone's going to ask. This is what Jake Meyers and the Astros, prior to him going to go speak, and I'm certain they went over this, I would think, this is where they came up with after he was posed the question, did it feel worse than when it first happened?
Does this feel worse than it was? That's all I got.
If you missed it, it was,
Great.
And then it was a turn and a look to the PR staff.
Like, what should I say here?
Yeah, I don't want to say yes.
We've seen that.
And I don't
want to
lie.
And then he came back to the mic and said, that's all I got, guys.
She gave me a plethora of confidence, guys.
I'm with you. If you're going to make the decision to send Jake up there, you got to have a game plan for the questions you know are going to come and not have Jake look like,
not yet. Come on, Jake. Nah, you know what, Jake, you got to work that one. Like, you know, hey, you know what? The most recent one is always the worst one, man. I can't really compare them. It sucks right now, and we're going to figure it out, and that's that.
You know what, like, he sounded like?
Oh, come on, Jake.
You know what he sounded
come on,
like?
I'm just saying. You
he literally sounded like Jake from State Farm whenever the person's like, what are you wearing? And he's like,
khakis.
That's what he did. He's taking the Jake from Rake Farm to this new level. It pissed me off.
I'm not mad at Jake. He was not prepared.
He wasn't prepared.
I'm just saying this was a situation that he did not have to be up there, and then he was up there and he wasn't prepared. But that didn't even take the cake, because we clearly they're just going up there winging it, because Joe Espada. This is a low point. John Lopez, by the way, May 1st, 2023 is the last time.
Man, the time flies,
Luis Garcia pitched.
Goodness.
This is a low point. This was Joe Espada when he was asked the question of, did you guys get, you know, previous imagery on this? Did you go in MRI? Did you go look at it further when it happened?
No. We didn't think that he needed it. Just his home ultrasound, which it shows how the muscle and stuff is in there, and you know, it's just some tightness in there, and you know, trying to get him healthy, trying to get him back on the field.
Holy mother of God! We didn't think we needed it.
Yeah. Well,
we didn't think we need. Why?